Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
Green Bay is 3-1 through the first quarter of the regular season with that victory over the New York Giants, but the pack is far from a finished product.
The Giants played on a much shorter field Sunday night than did the Packers. New York's average field position to start a drive was the Giants' 38-yard line. For the Packers, it was the Green Bay 26. The Packers also lost the turnover stat 2-1. So how did Green Bay win this game? Well, they did it with stingy defense, especially on third downs. The Giants converted just 4 of 13. They did it by forcing Eli Manning from the pocket, where he's not nearly as effective a passer. They sacked him 4 times and registered 5 quarterback hits. They did it by limiting the Giants' big three receiving core to 7 catches for a total of 70 yards, with Odell Beckham Jr.'s backline touchdown catch the only damaging blow. They were lucky. Manning missed a wide-open tight end, Will Tye, on what could have been a 61-yard touchdown pass late in the second quarter. One play later, Kyler Fackrell strip-sacked Eli, and Kenny Clark recovered, setting up a Packers field goal as time expired in the half. That alone was a 10-point swing in the game. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers made just enough plays to his trio of receivers, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, and Davante Adams. 18 catches, 231 yards, and 2 touchdowns between them. Rodgers was never sacked. His offensive line protection so good, at times it embarrassed the Giants. Add in 147 rushing yards against a stout run defense, and that's how the Packers beat the Giants, even though Green Bay played on a much longer field.
The Packers know they'll have to step up their play this week as the 4-1 Dallas Cowboys come to town for a Lambeau showdown on Sunday. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrivee.